Shin Sam Gimel Siv Chav Vav. Adam Avi Nitu Lech Lekoy Yodakei She'enu Nomuch Pochas Me'asar Tvachim Vachim. The various conditions are needed in order for us to permit the use of this Mavoy just by the fact that we put this Lechi occurred on the front. So number one is it has to be 10 Tvachim tall, which is the Shir of Mechitzis. Number two, Lo Yeroich Bo Yeisim Me'asar Amas Vutzim Tzomis. It can't have an opening more than 10 amas, because that we said before, more than 10 amas is a breach, which lechem and don't help for. She oka alba amas, mevochas o yeser, it has to be four large amas or more long. You know, it's the length of this movie has to be that. Avam chosa echem nikol eilo eilo takona eilo tzusa pesach. If it's lacking any one of these, then the only way you could close up the entrance is making a tzusa pesach, which is two pole vertical ones on the sides and one horizontal on top. That covers up all breaches. Now, one of these cases is problematic, because if it says it's less than 10 tefachim tall, it would help us through the Pesach. If it's less than 10 tefachim tall, then you don't have a mechitza mechlam. So, there are ways of being miyashiv it, that from the outside you have 10 tefachim, but inside, the floor of the movi is elevated. So therefore we said, halachas and mechitzas of a shus, you go by the outside, and there's a 10 tefach separation between the movi and the area outside of it. But still, since the walls of the Mavi are less than 10 tefachim, they don't suffice to put a koira or a lechi on top of them or near them. That's why you need a tzurus pesach. There are other tzurus. Shapur brings another option is that the Mavi itself is 10 tefachim, but as it gets towards the front, the walls get lower and they're less than 10 tefachim. So there helps tzurus pesach for that situation, since basically they have walls around it. Yimo yagoiva chalolo yoyse. If the area till the top of the wall is more than 20 amas, and it's a bakayra. A bakayra which is more than 20 amas above the ground does not work. It's a belechi, because the lechi doesn't work from the top, it works from the bottom. So you have this vertical thing on the bottom, we don't care how high the walls are. But seal the kiyur. You have to make some type of designs on the kiyur so it can attract people's attention. How come it's taklim po? And we're working here, it's more than 20 amas above the floor. Ma'ya gavo yoysim me'esim uvon binyan tachas akoya. The mat me'esim dai bevinyan gochov tefach. If you want to make the entrance higher up so that the koira will be less than 20 amas above the entrance, it's enough that one tefach underneath the koira is elevated. So that when you step on that, you can see the koira. And it has to be one tefach wide, the width of the koira. Avol eino gavo yasara. If the entrance area is less than 10 tefachim and you dig into the ground to make it 10 tefachim, then you have to do a full arba amos to make a full shir movi. Because if it's less than that, you don't have the right size of walls. So like we said, to put a koira, it has to be on top of walls of the movi. If the area you're putting it on has a dimension of the walls but it doesn't continue, you don't have those four amos of movi. They have to support the koyr. Continues the mechave. Ein mog nit be lecher koyr at shi psuch mit teuch steh hat zeder sil gal gotz shnei boten. Another condition you need in order to permit this mobi who's missing the fourth wall and you're just putting your pole vertical horizontal lecher koyr. That only helps if you have two chatzeres, two courtyards, and each courtyard has two houses and then opened to the mobi. So on the side of the mobi, towards the back, let's say, you have two chatzeres and they're open into the mavi. The shaloi yeh lechol pesach me'edel paros me'arba tefachim. The entrance of these areas into the mavi, you have to be at least four tefachim. Shiyat yurim oichlum v'chol bayis shemakom pasikoy. And always in considered a house in respect to this, it has to be people are living there and eating there, because the fact that they're eating there is the ikar use of the house. Tefilo yibayis echod la'ov v'sheni le'ben afal pishav ben. It's acceptable if you have two houses and two families each eating in each house separately, even though one is the son of the other and he gets his food from the kitchen of his mother, but since he's eating separately in his own house, it's good enough for this condition, and consider there are two houses that are being used in that chotzeh. Even if one of the stodim is a goyish people, also mitzvah. Another condition. There's another thing in the dimensions of a mavi to permit using this lechi or koira. It's only if it's longer than it is wide. im Chose, echel mit Kolelo in der Nitte, El Pas Arba, o Schnee Pasim, Schnee Maschurim, o Zuhusa Pesach. If you're having all these conditions, then if you have enough mechitzes, then it is not enough to do Lecher Korah, but you can put a pas, which is four tvachim, in other words, a lechi, which is four tvachim wide, or two lechayim, one on each side. That helps also for chotzer. If the breach is more than 10 amens, like we learned before, that won't help. You have to do it to a pesach. Those say that nowadays all our alleyways we treat at least as a chotzer, and we do not rely on the lechi korah. We make the tzuris of pesach, in other words, two lechis and not even a korah string on top of it. This opinion says that today all the mavois are considered chaseiras. Why? Because nowadays we don't have all these conditions that are necessary. All the bottom the chaseiras p'tuchim the toichay. So lechayr, if it's a chotzer, then it should be enough to make just this pass four tefachim wide or two lechis. Why do we do it's a Pesach? There's other problems because in certain circumstances that's also not enough. So we want to cover ourselves in all circumstances. Today we make the tefachim Pesach by having two poles and then a string on top. And chevel ze ein lekoy shein rochu tefach doesn't work from inside the parasha of koyra. Because we said it has to be one tefach wide, it's just a string and part of Tzuris HaPesach. L'gahani elu v'tam Tzuris HaPesach, z'mahani l'mala filu v'gemi. Tzuris HaPesach, we said before, the top thing can be even just a string. K'dil el, v'alken yish lizor lihamid, tach z'chevel shnei konim k'voyim ha'sorim u'chuvonim tach z'chevel. To make sure that you have poles underneath the string, which are directly underneath it. They're off by an inch, it's possible. Because mahani filu v'movim v'foolish, the Tzuris HaPesach. There's a rule, which we'll see more of later, if the Mavoi is mafulish, which means it has an opening both in the front and the back. In that case, you would need a Tzuris HaPesach. And since you're doing this Tzuris HaPesach, it helps with that. I feel b'chotze. B'chol makom she Tzuris HaPesach mahani. So, b'kitze, we always use Tzuris HaPesach, and that works for every type of Mavoi in the chotze.